Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Welcome back to Okla Said. It is the official Okla Ed podcast, and we are back, but it's been a week. There's like the funk going around, Scott.
Yeah, I'm currently in funk recovery, so...
I, too, am in funk recovery, and there are schools all over Oklahoma that are like, we're not even going to try to go with the funk. We're closing school down.
We are funk closed.
We're fucking closed.
Hey, what did you... Hey.
I said funkin'.
Okay. Rhymes with pumpkin.
Anyway.
Point of the story is you could hear Aaron and I sipping our warm beverages to keep the pipes from hacking us through the old podcast today.
Yeah. Yeah. The podcast today is all, it all came from the Kids Deserve It hashtag. And right. Our friend Kaz Nelson got her buddy Adam Welcome to do a chat with her. And that's what we have here.
Yeah, kids deserve it. And if you don't follow that hashtag, you should dive in there because it really talks about a lot of the things that we talk about a lot in Okla Ed, which is it good for kids? What it all boils down to is it good for kids? And yes, it is. And so different things like Kaz will often post, you'll see on social media that she'll post that she's practicing with the band or sliding down the slides or whatevering with the kids. And that's okay because kids deserve it.
That is.
Yeah.
I love it.
And we could funk a book for them as well. They have a book you can purchase on Amazon.
Man. That's cool. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. You
see me out there.
That's right. I can see the puzzled look in your eyes. But but yeah, you can go to Amazon.com, search Kids Deserve It, and there's a book that goes with it.
I'm going to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, question one, what is your favorite way to connect with students? I eat lunch with students every day. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, you do because they're at your house.
I know, but I was just thinking, of course I do. But then that's one of those things that sometimes teachers just don't do because right. They go to the faculty lounge, the students go to the, you know, cafeteria, right. Whatever. It is really, you get a lot out of kids when you're eating lunch with kids. You get to hear them in their full-on kid mode, and mm-hmm. It's really fun. I like that. That's where I like to connect with students is at lunchtime.
Right. And I kid you, but you're in your house, but you still have a choice whether you want to eat in a different space from them. I mean,
sure. You know. Sure. I could go to my desk and they could all, you know, be doing their thing downstairs.
Yeah.
I went with a Josh Flores tweet on this one. He is Josh Deadline Flores right now.
Uh-oh.
I think there's a lot of conferences coming up.
I think you're right.
Submit your proposals
yeah,
for.
Yeah, several.
he says, I conduct extensive research into the current trends and flawlessly incorporate students' colloquialisms into class discussions. I'm sure even Hattie would admit that this is a very on fleek and effective, has effective size or effects.
Has a very on fleek effect size, which are all fancy things.
All fancy things.
For well, statistics and, people.
Well, and the on fleek, though, that's not a fancy statistics thing.
Oh, no. But the whole effect
that's
size
a
situation.
Kid connecty thing right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fleeking out just thinking about it. Did I use it right?
No.
Dang.
I liked your tweet. I know Ryan Reed. We met at Ed Camp Chicago 3 years ago, like IRL.
Oh, ho, ho. That's fun.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad I picked a tweet that you liked. So my tweet is from Ryan Reed. He is at Ryan7Reed. And he said, best way to connect is going to events. I used to do it regularly, but schedules collide. Now I connect at lunchtime. Great time, real talk. And you know, that was one of the ways that I was able to do it was connecting with kids, was coaching them and trying to go to their things. Working the gate at football games or whatever, or doing a scoreboard at basketball games. Because then you could be like, hey man, I saw blah, 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 blah last night, and what was up with that? And they were like, you were there?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can talk about the band, and you can talk about, you know, there's like, there, you know, I don't know. When you go to those things, kids know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It means a lot to them.
Well, and that's where they're like getting down and, you know, letting their hair down, you know, essentially. So if you get to connect when the hair's down, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm. I agree.
Real connect.
That's right. Question two, what holds you back from trying something new in your classroom or school?
Ooh.
Pretty much nothing. I'm willing to try anything. Yeah. So we're probably the wrong people for this question.
We are. But Amaris Scalia, who is at Amaris Scalia, she said, what holds me back is when there are too many things happening at one time. Prioritizing is important, even if it means waiting to start something new. Mm-hmm. And that is true. Part of me is too many things happening one time. Maybe I try too much at the same time sometimes. And so prioritizing is a big deal there as well.
Try to eat the elephant all in one sitting, as it were, mm-hmm. instead of just little bites at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I use barbecue sauce and ketchup and salt and pepper mm-hmm. and mustard and jelly.
That takes up valuable stomach space.
It does. It does. So.
I went with Todd Nelson Lee. He is at Tech Ninja Todd, and he said, the only thing that stops me is myself. I let my own insecurities get the better of me sometimes. Hashtag kids deserve it. Todd Nelson Lee is also one of those folks that you should follow. And he just is either has a book that's coming out or it is soon to be coming out.
All right.
And he's a good guy, too.
Other books. I mean, it's not his first.
I think this is Todd's first.
It is?
I don't think he's written a book before, although he might have. But anyway, Todd and Adam are good people to follow. So if you're not following them, check them out.
Do it. How do you fight the feeling of doubt? Who are the people who support you? Feeling of doubt. Sheesh. I am a pretty blessed person in that I've got really good support around me. I've got you. I've got Ann Beck. I've got all kinds of people. When I start doubting myself, you know, you guys are like, oh, you're crazy, Aaron. You know, yabba dabba doo, and here it is. And I'm pretty blessed there. But I picked an Ann Beck tweet for this because hers and mine kind of go together. My husband and I are co-teachers, right? Anne said, my husband and I are both educators. It's not our job, it's our life. I'm lucky to have my better half, who is at Coach Beck 86, on this ride with me. I too am a very lucky person to have at Travis Barnes 211 on this ride with me. And so I picked it because it was pretty personal in that we both share the livelihood of education with our husbands there.
Mm-hmm. It gives you a unique perspective. My wife is a nurse, and so she has a completely different view on this too, which often serves as a check for me, because when I say I'm going to do something, she'll give me like the arched eyebrow, like, why would you do that? And so it really makes me think, okay, why am I doing that? Is that the shiny thing? Or am I really doing this because this is going to be excellent in the long run?
Right.
So that's been pretty good too.
And she keeps you in check in that way.
Do what?
She keeps you in check in that way.
She keeps me in check that way. And she has also informed me that she will no longer support my schooling habit, as in paying others for my schooling. So she said, hurry up and get finished.
You gained a doctorate?
Yeah. I cannot go back to school after this. I said, okay, fine.
Okay.
I feel like I've had support from a variety of people at the right time when I needed it. And so it varied across whatever it was that I was doing. And so I'm thankful for all those folks. that we're able to do it, because it's just been a hodgepodge over the years. And I don't want to leave anybody out, so thank you to all those, and you know who you are. I went with two here because both of them are really good. One is from Dawn Collins, and she is at Collins_Dawn, and she said, very regular doses of Okla Ed chats.
Amen.
You know, in my conversations with folks, and I've had a lot of conversations with folks, almost every person has said that Okla Ed is just supportive. And I find that refreshing. And so I think that is a place that you can go to when you're really stuck on something.
Agreed. Who's your second tweet?
My second tweet is from June Kim, who is at MPS Technology. He said, I continue to ask why and work to make sure my belief still matches my behaviors. This self-check keeps me from becoming something that goes against my belief. Hashtag work in progress. So
I like it.
Yeah, I do.
He's
too.
Pretty good.
Yeah, he is good. Q4, why do you think it's important to disconnect? How do you disconnect?
It is very important to disconnect. And why? Because, I don't know, like, even Neo couldn't be plugged into the Matrix all the time, right?
I mean, you gotta get out of the Matrix every now and then.
Gotta get out. I went with Craig Fairchild because, again, it's just personal to me.
Mm-hmm.
He says, so important to disconnect. I literally do not check my phone after 9 p.m. each night. In fact, it stays out of sight till a.m. Now, I don't go that far, but I really do not check my phone after about 9 o'clock p.m. I mean, sometimes it's 9:30, but people will send me text messages and Beck. And it's well past 9 o'clock, and she knows that she'll get a response from me at 6:30 in the morning, because that's when I got it back on.
When you turn it back on. Yeah. I used to have my phone kind of out at dinner a little bit, just kind of there, you know, visible.
Sure.
But I totally have ditched that. The phone doesn't come out at dinner anymore, unless there's something that's expected to happen that needs to be, you know, immediately resolved.
You know, I am having a hard time on whether or not I need to keep my Apple Watch because I've got my phone put away, but I still get those notifications on my Apple Watch, and I could turn them off. I really could. I forget. But then everybody is always thinking, like, oh, do you have somewhere to be?
Are you taking medicine?
Right. Looking at the watch is, people think, oh, you're not into this conversation. You've got somewhere else to be. Maybe I should let you go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a tough time. What do people with watches, the Apple Watches, do? Or am I just the only ridiculous one who needs to put notifications off?
I wonder if that's not a holdover to our traditional way of looking at a watch. Because in the past, watches have just only told time, but now watches tell you all kinds of things, like how many steps you've had, or that you're getting an incoming text message, or whatever. So I wonder if that's just some of our, this is how we were raised, emotions bubbling to the top.
Maybe so, I don't know. But I'm, even though it's put away, the watch is still on, and I gotta figure that one out.
Yeah, take the watch off. Take the watch off at lunch.
I hear you.
Yeah. Easier said than done sometimes.
Totally. Question 5.
Oh, hey, I didn't get to read my tweet yet, which was from Dr. Rena Hawkins, and she is at Rena Thunderhawk. She said, I have a hard time disconnecting. I love what I do, and my job brings me joy. It is important to find time for family and to recharge.
Good.
Yep. I think that's a good one, because I too, just by the nature of me, really like to stay plugged in.
Did you hear my kid coughing?
I did. I'm so sorry. I hope you give her some something.
I'll beat her. I'm sorry. Oh. She shouldn't have done during this.
Oh my goodness. She's kidding. Erin is kidding, everybody. She is just kidding.
Just kidding. Wow. Sorry. All right. Well, question five. How do you deal with negativity when it rears its ugly head? Okay. This was funny to me.
Yeah.
Again, Josh Flores, he says, I say, look here, there are plenty of other PD sessions. You don't have to stay here. Take your PD credit certificate and let the rest of us get back to work. I I saw that and laughed. But then, like, I put on little mini skits in my head sometimes.
Yeah.
And I let that one go for a really long time. It's funny. Like, I want to know what it would be like to actually be in a PD session and hear somebody say that. And did you actually say that, or is that just what you're thinking? That was just a funny tweet to me, and the scenario played for a really long time in my head.
I think it resonates because we've been there, done that. Like, we've all been negative about something, and a lot of us have presented it something where you look at it and you're like, oh, somebody's not jiving my game.
Or they're like, well, that's not going to work in my classroom because I've got this kid. And I'm like, you've got one kid and that's why it's not going to work. Right. Anyway,
I was at a session one time. I was leading some teachers on how to use iPads in their math class. And this lady lined up what she thought was going to be an excellent question. She's like, I just don't understand how we can use iPads in math class. I mean, we have all these symbols. And I go, I am so glad you asked that question. Here's what you can. Here are these apps that you can take a picture of work and then narrate it or draw on the picture or whatever, or add to. And she was like, oh, that's a great idea. I hadn't thought of that. You don't have to type everything. So I went with Rick Cobb here, who is at Grindel Rick. And he said, situationally, sometimes people just need to blow off steam. Sometimes they're gathering an angry mob with misinformation in hand. But if it's directed at me and I deserve it, I own it. That's all I know how to do.
That is a really sensible tweet right there.
Mm-hmm.
He's right. We all do kind of get on that negativity bus once in a while.
And you know, I spent almost 20 years on athletic sidelines. And let me tell you, there's some negativity that rears its ugly head because, like, for example, in soccer, there's 11 players on the field. And most parents want your 10 best players and their child to play. And right. I mean, you know, and that can be tricky. And did we play the wrong people at the wrong times? Yeah, we did sometimes. And you know, it's hard to put out there to the community that we should have played Janie and we're sorry we played Susie. But we talk about it as a staff, and sometimes we address it with the students. But anyway, so there you go. Just negativity, it's there.
Yep.
Name three of your favorite books to read with or to students. Aaron,
you forgot to answer this question.
No, there were just too many. There were too many, and they were good. You know, books, read them. They're all good to read to students. I mean, even a crappy book can show students something, right?
Right. I went with Shelby Thunderbolt, Lightning Bolt thing. She's at Shelby Junior 3. Mostly, I picked this because she said Wrinkle in Time. And for whatever reason, that book has been on my brain a lot here recently, even before the whole new movie situation. Like, I was looking for it a year or two ago at the library because I thought my son would like it. And I remember being his age, and I think I read it two or three times in 1 year because I thought, this is just a great book.
Yeah. Travis just finished that book with our kids.
Yeah, it's really good. Shelby said some other books and Going Places.
One of the favorite, I've read the book, The Kid Who Ran for President.
Yeah.
And it was one of the first times I got like audibles, you know, whenever we'd close the book for the day and then like come back to it.
Yeah.
You know,
be like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Or, you know, they would laugh out loud at certain parts. And so that's probably one of my all-time favorite books to read to, especially like fifth graders, because that's the age of the kid running for president. And it's pretty interesting. And it's a lot. I mean, it's actually got some government in it. I mean, you learn a little.
Some learning happens. When my wife and I lived in Kansas City and we would drive from Kansas City to Oklahoma, we would read Harry Potter out loud.
Oh, would you?
That made the trip go by so fast, man.
Yeah, yeah.
We would just take turns. So there you go. Boom Saucers.
Boom Sauces. Kaz is so funny, and she just has a way of putting things. And so I chose an A5 tweet for her when we were talking about negativity again. And she says, don't allow # energy vampires anywhere near me. When I spot one, I pull out my positive vibes and use them like garlic.
And if you've ever had the opportunity to be around Cass in real life, pretty sure not a negative bone in the body.
Right.
Like, you just can't help but be sunshined in her positivity.
No, she's good. What'd you pick?
I went with Dina Rogers. This was in for question three, which was about how do you fight the feeling of doubt and who are the people that support you? And she said, I surround myself with people who will give honest feedback for new ideas. Not all ideas are good ones and need some shaping, Okla Ed. And this one spoke to me because I have too many ideas that probably should never see the light of day that I go ahead and attempt anyway. So I need like somebody to just bounce all these off of. And my good friend Christina, who's in Seattle now, she used to be my checker at school. I'd be like, Christina, we should do this. We should do this. We should do this. We should try this. How about this? Let's try this. And she'd be like, no, no, no. Yes, let's talk about that one. And so she was really good at ferreting out crap ideas from great ones. And man, I miss her. But anyway, so that was my boom sauce, Dina.
Loved it.
Yep.
Coming up this week on the Twitters.
Yeah.
It's Rick Kopp.
Uh-huh.
He's got a little surprise for us.
I think he's tweeting Oklahoma Education Truths on this one. Am I correct?
Oh, I don't know. But that'd be kind of even better. So.
Yeah.
We're going to have an Okla Ed Award show.
Oh, baby.
And I kind of think that it's going to like mimic fake news awards, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Not sure what we're going to get 100% here, but I am looking forward to it. And he did solicit Okla Ed a couple of weeks back. We'll see what it took.
Well, and I believe he was going to send a poll or something out here in the very near future. So if you haven't listened to this episode and the chat hasn't happened yet for this one, you might go check. I'm going to try my best to make sure we have this out in a timely fashion.
Look for it.
Mm-hmm. And then be there or be squared, Okla Ed and fellow Okla Ed chatters from other states.
Yes. All right.
All right.
All right, educators, you know what to do. Go out and dominate the world because kids deserve it.
Woo!
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, you walked past three bathrooms to get here.
I don't do throw up.
They come in your room at 4 o'clock and throw up everywhere.
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.